Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Nick Faribault, top of the hour, talking Steelers. We're going to get into the Penguins next hour, the team that is actually performing well in this town these days.
That was fun to watch last night.
That was great to watch last night. But in the meantime, the lines are lit up like Malzie at a craft beer house, like Crowley at Mountaineer Stadium, like Pony at the Carrier Dome.
They are full.
Or intern Dom, I might add. When's he coming back, Limits?
Probably 2 weeks. Typically, there's like 2 weeks of school left after Thanksgiving break.
You like him?
I do. Very fun man.
How do you feel about the snow today? I love it. Bailey, my dog, was energized running out there for the first snow. I was reminded of my childhood in Buffalo. I love snow.
I love snow, but I don't like when the roads are bad. Thankfully, they weren't too bad today when I was driving around.
Yeah, part of it is always worrisome.
Yeah.
Especially now that my daughter's driving. But the actual... look out the window right now.
It looks great. It's
beautiful.
Picturesque.
Reminds me of Ron, and he's in Florida today.
I hope we get this on Christmas. Man, we haven't had a white Christmas in a while, and if we do, it's typically like just an inch of snow or half an inch of snow.
You know what the weather is in Fort Myers right now? Guess the degrees limit.
75.
Wrong. 80. Let's go back to the phone lines.
Here is Anthony in Oakland.
Hello, Anthony.
Joe, what's disappointing about young Art? He's not like his father. Were you here in 1991?
Yeah.
You know that Mr. Rooney had to go and have that conversation with Chuck Noll, a four-time winning Super Bowl coach, and let him know it was time to move. They didn't trade him. They didn't fire him. But he had the conversation. Because if you remember, 2 years before, Dan Rooney had taken the hiring of assistants away from him.
Right.
And if Tomlin, it looks like he may stay, if that were to happen, then Art has to take that away from him, because it is, and allow them to do their job. You know, when you have your $40 million linebacker saying they kept running the same play over and over and we couldn't stop it, then why do we have this defensive coordinator here?
You mean Tomlin or Terrell Austin?
Both. What? See, here's what you do. You do like Harbaugh did a couple times. He brought in some overseers. I would have called Dick LeBeau out of retirement to come in and look over my defense. Right in the middle of the season, see what we're doing wrong here. You know, you bring in John Mitchell to say, hey, what are we doing wrong? Because when you were here, Mitch, we had some of the best run-stopping defenses of all time. What's happened to us? But his ego won't allow him to do the things that will benefit the franchise. And once that happens, then it's time to move on. It's time to go.
Well, I think it's past time, and so do a lot of other people, Anthony, and I appreciate the call. And it's funny you asked me that about the defense. The first question I got today was Tomlin's defense once had a 50-game stretch where it allowed only one 100-yard rusher. What changed? Said a man who calls himself Pitt Heel. what changed? The coaching and the personnel. Other than that, nothing. I mean, it used to be Dick LeBeau in his prime calling the defense. And by the way, that streak was 2007-10. And the Dick LeBeau era ended and probably needed to end as well. His final defenses weren't very good. And that's okay. But between 2007-10, you had Troy Polamalu roaming the field. You had Casey Hampton at the point of attack. You had James Ferrier as your defensive leader. The guy leading the defense now is complaining about quarterbacks injuring him during the game. You had a proud, talented, organized, well-coached unit who believed that stopping the run was priority number one. I don't know what this group believes or what they're doing or who's leading them, or it's just one thing after another with communication issues going back a few years now. Underperformance, disorganized, maybe some selfishness mixed in. I mean, back then, you had a defensive line that was unbelievably unselfish, that knew its job was to basically tie up blockers so the linebackers could run around and make plays. This team has Keanu Benton at the point of attack, for God's sakes. That team had Casey Hampton.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Next.
Here is Lambert in Aliquippa. Maybe he was named after Jack Lambert.
Hello, Lambert.
I was, in fact, named after Jack Lambert.
Nice. Let me ask you a question then. Can you imagine Jack Lambert taking a gripe to the media that the opposing quarterback need him in the stomach and whining about it?
Never. He would have taken that into his own hands.
Wow. I'm still trying to get over that. Somebody asked me, saw that. A buddy of mine said, was that AI generated? I said, no, that was a real story that Cam Hayward seemingly was thrown off for a lot of the game, bitter and angry, and then whining to the media afterward that the opposing quarterback tried to hurt him? I still can't get over that.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to fathom where that's the number one thing that they continue to complain about. And I don't like it.
What do you got?
So I wanted to throw a stat out there for the Rappaports and Rex Ryans, because as a Steelers fan for life, this is irritating to see these guys taking up for him. 18 seasons as a head coach, full seasons now. He's only won the playoffs four of those seasons, which means there's 14 seasons he's gone without either winning a playoff game or getting into the playoffs. There's no other coach ever that's gone that long with a head coaching job with that type of a losing streak in the playoffs. And you mentioned earlier about these coaches that have won playoffs. There's coaches that have won Super Bowls since the last time we won a playoff game. Doug Peterson, Bill Belichick, these guys were fired. And I'm sure these guys, these analysts, were calling for them to get fired, but they've won a Super Bowl since we've won a playoff game. It's just time for us to move on, and I can't believe anyone will take his side at this point.
Well, I'll say this. Tomlin's first 4 years 7, 8, 9, 10 was A-plus work, and I will never, ever minimize that. I mean, the whole he won with Cowers players thing, he did win with Cowers players. So what? He won Super Bowls.
Agreed.
I give him an A-plus, or a Super Bowl. He won a Super Bowl. He went to two Super Bowls. And from that point on, like, something with the Steelers just left with the Super Bowl against Rodgers. Really great dominating defense sort of left. There have been, you know, stretches since then, but it was gone after that. Aaron Rodgers diced him up. Tim Tebow the next year, then they missed the playoffs twice. Then they get hammered by the Ravens and Flacco, and they lose in 14. Then they get a playoff game handed to them in 15 by the Bengals that they should have lost. And then 16 was their one legitimate run since then. And that was Le'Veon Bell and a good defense that ultimately got exposed on all counts and lit up by Tom Brady, and nothing since then. That's it. That's it since 2010. And did I mention limits that they've been outscored in the first quarters of this playoff losing streak, 73-0?
73-0.
If that doesn't speak to lack of preparation, what does?
And if they go to a playoff game this year, it'll probably balloon to like 92-0.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.